Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
There's a principle so powerful, so universally applicable, that if you align your life with it for just 28 days, everything will begin to shift. Not in some vague, wishful way. Not with empty promises or blind optimism. But in direct proportion to the thoughts you hold, the goals you define, and the discipline you commit to day by day. The law we'll explore together is not new. In fact, it's older than civilization. It's the same law that built empires, raised men from rags to riches, restored broken families, and gave weary souls a reason to rise again. But because it is simple, it is often ignored. And because it demands personal responsibility, it is often resisted. Yet those who embrace it fully, faithfully, and with quiet certainty walk into a life most only dream of. The truth I'm going to share with you today and in the days to come is not one I invented. It's not based on guesswork or motivational fluff. It's a distilled understanding of what every successful person, every fulfilled soul, every inspired teacher has taught in one way or another throughout history. It has been spoken by philosophers, confirmed by psychologists, and even echoed in scripture. But we live in a world so noisy, so distracted, that these timeless truths are rarely heard and even more rarely practiced. That's why I encourage you right now to pause, and if you find even a glimmer of truth in what you hear today, take a moment to like and subscribe. Not as a favor to me, but as a commitment to yourself. A sign that you're choosing to walk the uncommon path, the path that leads to freedom, clarity, and deep inner success. Now let us begin with a question. What would your life look like if for 28 days you aligned every thought, every action, every word with the man or woman you were meant to be? Not the one who's anxious, not the one who's confused, but the one who is clear, the one who knows exactly what he or she wants, the one who wakes up with purpose, moves through the day with calm focus, and rests at night with satisfaction. Most people never meet that version of themselves, not because it doesn't exist, but because they never commit to meeting it. They drift. They react. They conform to whatever is loudest. But you have the opportunity, starting now, to do something extraordinary. To test one law, one shift, one focus, and let the results speak for themselves. Let's talk plainly. This experiment doesn't require money. It doesn't require luck. It doesn't even require talent. What it requires is intention. Intention is the quiet force that separates those who live deliberately from those who merely exist. For 28 days, you are going to live with intention. You're going to write down exactly what it is you want. You're going to look at it every day. Not because that piece of paper is magic, but because it will serve as your compass. And when the mind has a clear direction, it becomes a tool of miraculous precision. But the direction must be singular. You cannot sail to 2 ports at once. Choose one destination, one goal, one change, and fix your attention on it like a captain fixes his eyes on the horizon. As you begin this journey, understand this. You are not trying to force the universe. You are not manipulating events. You are aligning yourself with an unbreakable law. The law is this: we become what we think about, not what we wish about, not what we complain about, what we think about. Every hour of every day, whatever image dominates your mind will shape your emotions, your actions, and ultimately your outcomes. This is not philosophy, it's physics. It is cause and effect. You think like a king, and you begin to walk like one. You think like a failure, and even your victories will feel empty. So here is your first commitment. I want you to begin thinking, every single day, like the person who has already achieved what you desire most. You'll find resistance, the mind will wander, fear will whisper, doubt will knock. But you are not here to entertain fear. You are here to command your thoughts. Like a farmer, you must plant deliberately. If you plant corn, you will not grow poison. If you plant abundance, you will not reap poverty. So what is the seed you will plant for the next 28 days? Will it be vision? Will it be clarity? Will it be wealth, peace, strength, love, or discipline? Whatever it is, you must repeat it to yourself until it burns through your doubts and becomes etched into your way of being. Carry a card if you must. Speak it aloud if needed. But make no mistake, this repetition is not just mental. It is spiritual. It rewires you. You'll begin to notice something strange and wonderful. When you hold one thought long enough, reality bends to accommodate it. Opportunities you never saw begin to appear. People respond differently. You speak with more authority. You carry yourself with more certainty. And even if nothing around you has changed, everything within you has. And that, my friend, is the starting point of all lasting change. Not the world around you, but the world within you. If you can govern your mind, you can govern your world. And that is what this journey is about. Not just outer change, but inner dominion. The kind of calm power that no economy, no critic, no failure can ever take away. Now let me leave you with something. Something I want you to write down, repeat, and even comment below as your public commitment to this new beginning. A phrase that is not only an affirmation, but a declaration of who you are becoming. Repeat this. I am one with powerful purpose. I plant only what I am ready to harvest, and I think only what I wish to become. Say it once, then say it again, then live it, for 28 days, and when you return, you'll realize this wasn't a speech, it was an awakening, the beginning of a whole new chapter. Your journey begins today, and it begins with this one truth. You are already becoming what you think about. So choose wisely, think deeply, and walk forward with boldness. You've been given a key. All that's left is to use it. Every day of your life, whether you realize it or not, you are submitting an order to the universe with your dominant thoughts. Most people place their orders carelessly, without precision, without vision, and without consistency. They scatter their attention like seeds in the wind, and then they wonder why the harvest is uncertain. But there is a better way, a way used by the builders of empires, the creators of fortunes, the writers of history. They understood that the mind is not a passive vessel, but a tool of creation, and they used it as such with clarity, with conviction, and with unwavering discipline. This is not about blind faith. This is about training your thoughts to obey your purpose. For the next 28 days, that is what you must do. Every day is a brick. Every thought is mortar. You are building a future, so choose each piece deliberately. Now I want to give you something practical, something simple, but rarely practiced. Each morning when you wake up, before the phone, before the noise, before the opinions of the world flood in, I want you to sit with your goal. Not just think about it vaguely, but see it. Close your eyes and place yourself at the finish line. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Who are you when you've already arrived? That image will become your fuel. You must revisit it every morning and every night. This is not fantasy. It is direction. And a mind with direction is the most powerful force on earth. Your subconscious does not care whether your thoughts are random or strategic, it only obeys. So give it a mission. Be specific, be bold, and then act as if you've already begun. Most people never commit to a vision long enough for it to take root. They change their goals the moment they feel resistance. They mistake discomfort for failure. But discomfort is not the enemy, it's the signal, the sign that your mind is expanding, stretching, adjusting to a new frequency. Stay with it. Stay through it. The same law that grows a tree from a seed will grow a destiny from your imagination. But it cannot happen without time and trust. You would never dig up the seed of a tree after 2 days and complain that it hasn't grown. Yet people do this with their goals constantly. They want fast results without deep roots. But the stronger the root, the greater the fruit. So plant deep. Water it daily. Guard it from weeds, especially the weeds of doubt, fear, and laziness. Now here is a truth very few are willing to accept. The people around you influence your results more than you think. Your environment is not just your home or your city, it's the voices you allow into your mind. If you surround yourself with complainers, doubters, and small thinkers, you will begin to shrink to their size. Not because you want to, but because energy is contagious. So for the next 28 days, I want you to be ruthless about your environment. That doesn't mean isolating yourself. It means elevating yourself. Choose voices that lift you. Choose content that inspires you. And above all, be mindful of the words you speak, for your voice is the first and most powerful voice in your environment. Speak life. Speak faith. Speak power, even when you don't feel it, especially when you don't feel it. There is another habit I want you to cultivate, and it's this. Every time you feel resistance, take action, not reaction. Action. There's a difference. Reaction is emotional. Action is intentional. Resistance will always show up. That's not a flaw. That's a signal you're on the edge of growth. The difference between the person who transforms and the one who stagnates is how they respond when resistance comes. The successful person steps forward anyway. They send the message to their subconscious, I am in charge. I decide what happens next. So if today you feel hesitation, move your feet. If you feel self-doubt, do one small thing that aligns with your goal. One small act of courage can shift the energy of your entire day. Let me give you something to write down. A phrase. A mental tool to anchor yourself. Every thought is a choice. Every choice builds my future. Say it to yourself in the morning. Say it when you feel off course. Say it until it becomes the natural language of your mind. Because you do have a choice. In every moment. Most people believe they are at the mercy of their thoughts, as if their mind were a wild horse dragging them through life. But the truth is, you hold the reins. You simply haven't been taught how to use them. That's what these 28 days are about, reclaiming your role as captain, not passenger. And it begins with your thoughts. Direct them or be directed. Focus them or be scattered. Choose wisely. It's important to understand the subtle difference between motion and progress. Many people stay busy without ever moving forward. They confuse activity with achievement. Don't fall into that trap. For the next 28 days, ask yourself daily, is what I'm doing taking me closer to my goal or just keeping me distracted? The mind loves to avoid discomfort by staying busy, but true change comes from deliberate, often uncomfortable steps. That might mean having a difficult conversation. It might mean waking up an hour earlier. It might mean saying no to an old habit or yes to a new standard. Whatever it is, let your actions match your vision. Let them be aligned, not just active. That's how you turn effort into elevation. Now I want to address something quietly dangerous. Fear of success. Most people understand the fear of failure, but few recognize that success also carries fear. Fear of judgment. Fear of responsibility. Fear of standing out. And so subconsciously they sabotage themselves just before the breakthrough. Don't let that be you. You were not born to blend in, you were born to become. To become something that reflects your full design. If you feel afraid of success, acknowledge it and move anyway. You do not need permission to rise. You do not need applause to begin. Your destiny is not waiting for approval. It is waiting for a decision. And that decision is yours alone. So here is your reflection for today. Write it, speak it, comment it. I command my mind. I move with purpose. I rise without permission. This is not arrogance. This is alignment. Alignment with the truth that lives deep within you. A truth that has been buried beneath years of conditioning, conformity, and compromise. But not anymore. These next 28 days are your invitation to excavate that truth, to dust it off, polish it, and begin to live from it. Not someday, today. You are no longer drifting, you are directing. And with every thought you claim, with every action you choose, you are shaping a life that reflects the power within you. This is not just motivation, this is responsibility. And if you'll carry it, even when it feels heavy, you'll discover the strength you've been seeking has always been yours. There is a law so fundamental, so precise, that it governs every outcome in your life. Whether you recognize it or not, it is always working. It is not biased. It does not play favorites. It doesn't care whether you're wealthy or poor, educated or uneducated. It simply reflects back to you what you sow, no more, no less. This law is the great equalizer of men and women. It rewards those who apply it with intention, and it punishes those who ignore it with frustration. The law is this: you cannot receive without first giving. The quality and quantity of your rewards will always mirror the quality and quantity of your service. That is not a theory, that is not a motivational slogan. That is a law, a spiritual, psychological, and economic law. And I want you to write it down and speak it aloud. I serve with excellence. I receive in abundance. Let that become a part of your daily ritual. Because if you live it, it will transform you. Think about this for a moment. Everything you want, more income, deeper relationships, greater peace of mind, it all flows through one channel, your ability to serve others with purpose and integrity. If you want more, serve more. If you want deeper connection, bring deeper sincerity. If you want to be seen, learn to see others. The reason so many people struggle in life is not because they lack potential, it's because they're focused inward when life rewards the outward. You are not here to take, you are here to create, to contribute, to build. And as you do, life will mirror it back to you with perfect accuracy. For the next 28 days, I want you to ask yourself every day, whom can I serve? How can I make something better today? And then act. Don't wait. Don't overthink. Just serve. Watch what happens. The smallest act of value can ripple out further than you know. A kind word, a helpful hand, an honest effort. These things compound. They attract trust. They attract opportunity. They attract respect. You don't need to have it all figured out to make a difference. You just need to show up fully, right where you are. If you're selling, sell with conviction. If you're creating, create with care. If you're leading, lead with humility and strength. The marketplace is always watching. Life is always responding. And you're never invisible to the law of return. It sees everything, and it repays everything. So give it something worth multiplying. I want to tell you something many people forget. The energy you bring into your work is more valuable than the work itself. People remember how you made them feel. They remember the confidence in your tone, the integrity in your actions, the care in your attention. You don't need to be loud or flashy. You need to be sincere. You need to give fully. And when you do, you'll rise. Not because of luck, but because of law. I want you to remember this. Effort alone isn't enough. It must be the right kind of effort. Thoughtful, consistent, service-driven effort. The kind that adds value, that lifts others, that improves what it touches. That kind of effort is never wasted. It always circles back. Always. Now let's talk about resistance again, but from another angle. Resistance often shows up not just as fear or doubt, but as laziness masked as comfort. It tells you to stay in bed. It tells you to coast. It tells you to settle. But nothing great has ever come from the comfort zone. And that's why I want you, for the rest of this test, to do something every day that stretches you. Not something reckless, but something that requires growth. A phone call you've been avoiding. A piece of work you've been delaying. A habit you've been postponing. Stretch yourself. That stretch is where the reward lives. And the more you stretch, the more you'll grow. Not just in results, but in identity. You'll start to see yourself differently. And that changes everything. Here is a phrase I want you to remember. The person I become is the person I reward. What does that mean? It means that life responds not to what you ask for, but to who you are. You can't fake alignment. You can't cheat identity. If you want to receive more, become more. If you want higher rewards, raise your standard. And not just once, not just when it's easy, but daily. That's the beauty of this test. It isn't about achieving something quickly. It's about becoming someone permanently. And that only happens through repeated action, consistent intention, and unwavering faith. Even when it's quiet. Even when it's slow. Especially then. A lot of people give up because they expect fireworks on day one. But greatness doesn't announce itself with a bang. It whispers. It builds. And then one day, it explodes. But only for those who kept walking when there was no applause. That's you. That's your job for these 28 days. Keep walking, keep building, keep sowing. Don't worry about the pace. Worry about the direction. The moment you're aligned with truth, time becomes your ally. You don't need to rush. You just need to stay. Stay in the work. Stay in the service. Stay in the vision. That's how you win. Not by sprinting, but by showing up when others stop. Now I want to challenge you with something simple but powerful. For the next 24 hours, give more than you take. In every conversation, in every transaction, in every interaction, outgive the world, just for one day. Don't do it to impress. Do it because it's who you are becoming. Keep a mental note of how it feels. You'll notice something magical. The more you give, the more you expand. not just in what you receive, but in who you are, and that expansion is what makes room for new blessings. Most people shrink to protect what they have, but expansion is the secret to more. So expand, fearlessly. Let's lock this in with a declaration. Speak it, write it, comment it. I give without limit. I grow without fear. I receive without guilt. This is a new identity you are stepping into, a mindset of abundance, a spirit of generosity, a rhythm of growth. Don't wait for life to give you permission. Don't wait for the right conditions. Be the right condition, and the rest will follow. This is the kind of work that builds unshakable success, not just in income, but in character, not just in lifestyle, but in legacy. And if you stay the course, if you finish what you started, you'll find that what you receive on day 28 is not just what you wanted. It's who you became in the process. Most people live their entire lives avoiding silence, afraid of what they'll hear if the noise ever stops. They surround themselves with distractions, constant motion, endless scrolling, shallow conversation, because they fear facing the truth that emerges in stillness. But silence is not the enemy. Silence is where clarity is born. It is where the deepest answers are found. It is where the self is revealed, not as the world defines you, but as you truly are, unfiltered, unshaken, undeniable. If you want to change your life in 28 days, you must begin by reclaiming your silence. Find a place each day, no matter how small, where no one speaks, no screens glow, and no voices but your own exist. In that place, speak only truth. Ask yourself, who am I becoming? And listen. Really listen, because your mind already knows, but it won't scream, it will whisper, and only the still will hear it. The greatest breakthroughs in life do not come through noise or chaos. They come quietly, in the morning when you wake up early and commit to yourself before the world makes its demands. In the evening when you close your eyes and take full responsibility for how you showed up that day. In the small decisions, the invisible sacrifices, the moments no one sees. That is where the new version of you is being formed. This is why silence isn't just a preference, it's a practice, a daily reset, a sacred return to vision. Most people avoid silence because they are afraid they'll realize how far they've drifted. But you must not fear that realization. You must welcome it, because once you see where you are, you can finally choose where to go. We live in a world that confuses volume with truth. The loudest voices aren't always the wisest. The most followed people aren't always the most fulfilled, and the fastest paths are rarely the most rewarding. But in silence, all illusions dissolve. You no longer chase what you don't need. You no longer compare your timeline to someone else's. You no longer seek approval for decisions that were never theirs to validate. In silence, you remember that all lasting change is internal. External change is just the echo. So if you want new results, don't start with the world. Start with the inner chamber of your mind. What are you rehearsing? What are you repeating? What internal conversation has been playing on loop, unquestioned, unchallenged for years? Here's the truth. Every day you are being programmed by media, by algorithms, by marketing campaigns engineered to exploit your attention and hijack your desires. If you don't write your own code, someone else will. If you don't choose your thoughts, someone else will choose them for you. And that is why silence is not weakness, it is weaponry. It allows you to take back your programming, to uninstall doubt, to delete comparison, to rewrite your inner script with words that serve your future instead of sabotaging it. I am capable. I am focused. I am becoming exactly who I was born to be. These are not just affirmations. They are acts of war against the mediocrity that's been trying to seep into your life unnoticed. Now let's talk about identity. Not the one you inherited, not the one given to you by culture or family. I'm talking about the one you choose, because every day you are proving to yourself who you are through your actions, your routines, your decisions. Identity is not static, it is sculpted, and you are the sculptor. Every time you wake up early, you chisel. Every time you say no to comfort, you chisel. Every time you choose focus over distraction, you chisel. Until one day, the old version of you is unrecognizable. Not because you said you changed, but because you proved it. Repeatedly, visibly, quietly. This is why I want you to create your identity in advance. Don't wait to become. Declare who you are now, and then back it up daily. Say it with me now and write it below as your new mental command. I am a builder of discipline. I am a master of focus. I am unmoved by distraction. Say it again. Let it echo in the silence. That's not ego, that's alignment, that's clarity. You see, the people who win in life aren't the loudest or the smartest or even the most talented. They are the clearest, and clarity is a product of solitude. You cannot think clearly in chaos. You cannot see your future in fog. Silence is the clearing, and inside it, everything sharpens. Think of your mind like a sword. Every thought is either sharpening it or dulling it. Every input, every habit, every decision, either refinement or erosion. Most people dull their minds with distraction. You will sharpen yours with silence, with structure, with sacred focus. Over these 28 days, I want you to protect your focus the way a warrior protects his blade. Keep it clean. Keep it aligned. Keep it ready. Because your focus is your power. And the more you sharpen it, the more effortless your discipline becomes. Until the things that used to tempt you no longer move you. Until the noise that once ruled you no longer reaches you. I want you to understand something deeply. Distraction is not just a bad habit. It is a disease of the undirected. It thrives in the absence of vision. That's why your goal card matters. That's why your morning ritual matters. Because when you don't direct your day, someone else will. When you don't command your attention, it gets auctioned off to the highest bidder. And soon you're building someone else's dream, scrolling through someone else's life, envying someone else's results, while your own potential dies in silence. But not anymore. Not now. Because you've chosen clarity. You've chosen structure. You've chosen the silence where your real voice returns. Let me leave you with today's anchor. Speak it aloud, make it your armor. I build in silence. I create with focus. I lead my mind to victory. This is your declaration. This is your pattern break. This is the phrase that resets your nervous system and sharpens your awareness. Every time the world pulls you back into noise, return to this. Every time your mind wanders, return to this. Every time your mind wanders, return to this. Every time you forget who you are becoming, return to this. There comes a point in every serious pursuit, whether it be in work, in personal transformation, or in the building of a new life, where fatigue sets in. Not the kind that lives in the muscles, but the kind that creeps into the mind. It's the moment where old patterns try to reclaim their ground, where your progress feels invisible, where the voice inside starts to ask, "Is this even working?" And it's at that very moment that most people quit. Not because they lack potential, but because they mistake resistance for failure. Let me tell you plainly, resistance is not failure. Resistance is the sign that you're pushing against gravity, against entropy, against everything in you that prefers the familiar over the fruitful. The moment you feel tired, discouraged, unseen, that's not the time to stop. That's the time to anchor deeper into your vision. Because the vision isn't failing, it's forming. This middle phase, the part where you're no longer who you were but not yet who you're becoming, is where most people lose the battle. But I want you to understand this. Transformation has a silence to it, a loneliness, a stretch that cannot be bypassed or outsourced. It's in this phase that the real work happens, not the visible work, but the inner restructuring. Old habits breaking, neural patterns rewiring, beliefs disintegrating. This is why it feels heavy. Because you're not just doing, you're becoming. You're metabolizing truth, burning the bridges behind you, and walking forward into a life that no longer allows you to hide in smallness. And that is not easy work, but it is sacred work. And if you persist, you will emerge. Stronger, clearer, ready. Now let me offer you something practical. When fatigue speaks, speak back. When doubt whispers, declare louder. Use language as your line in the sand. Because language isn't just expression, it's ignition. So say this with me now and write it below as your anchor for this phase. I keep going when others stop. I finish what I start. Let it ring in your ears. Let it become the default voice that responds every time the old identity shows up, asking you to slow down. You're not here to slow down. You're here to finish. And not just to finish, but to finish with excellence. Most people underestimate what they can accomplish with just a little more endurance. They stop at 80% when the finish line was 10 steps away. They let their emotions dictate the tempo instead of letting their vision command the course. You must be different. You must realize that fatigue is not final. It is temporary. It is the heat that shapes steel, the pressure that forms diamonds, the fog before the breakthrough. Your job is not to feel motivated every day. Your job is to act in alignment every day, whether the feeling shows up or not. And what you'll find if you keep moving is that the feeling follows the motion. The confidence follows the decision. The reward follows the discipline. Here's a tactic that works when momentum starts to slow. Shrink the target, not the standard. You may not be able to do everything perfectly today, but you can do something excellently. Maybe you can't complete the entire chapter, but you can write one powerful page. Maybe you can't crush the full workout, but you can dominate 20 minutes with precision. Maybe you can't solve everything in one sitting, but you can make one call that moves the needle. The point is not volume, it's alignment. Progress, precision, and the moment you prove to yourself that you can keep showing up, the momentum reignites. You must remember this: emotion is temporary, but identity is built brick by brick. Every time you do what you said you'd do, especially when you don't feel like it, you lay another brick. And those bricks become the foundation of the life you want. Not a fantasy life, but a real one. One where you trust yourself. One where you don't need external motivation to act. One where your word becomes law. And when your word becomes law, you become a force. Because very few people in this world keep their promises to themselves. But those who do, those who finish, they become unstoppable. Now let's address the mental traps. One of the most dangerous is the illusion of later. Later I'll rest. Later I'll commit. Later I'll fix it. But later is a lie. Later doesn't build habits. Later doesn't create results. Later is the trapdoor through which dreams fall into regret. So destroy it. Remove it from your vocabulary. The time is now. The action is now. The commitment is now. And the reward? The reward will come, maybe not today, maybe not visibly tomorrow. But it will come, because the law remains. What you plant, you will harvest. And if you've been planting discipline, then I can promise you this. You are standing on the edge of harvest. Let me offer you a visual. Think of yourself as a sculptor. You've been chiseling every day. The shape is forming, the lines are appearing. But you've been staring at the sculpture so closely, you forget how far it's come. That's why you must step back. Look at the evidence. Look at the habits you've installed. Look at the decisions you've made. Look at the clarity that now governs your mornings. That didn't exist before. That is change. That is progress. Don't dismiss it because it's subtle. The most powerful transformations always are. So here's what I want you to repeat today. Speak it, write it, live it. I am unstoppable in purpose. I finish with power. I am proof of what's possible. This is not hype. This is who you are when you keep your word to yourself. This is the new signature of your discipline. Carry it into every room, into every task, into every decision. Let it remind you that you're no longer someone who starts and fades. You're someone who finishes and rises. The storm will pass, the weight will lift, the path will clear. And when it does, you'll realize it wasn't the goal that changed you, it was who you became along the way. That's the reward. That's the legacy. That's the life most only dream of. And you're building it, one decision at a time. There is a point on every journey where the internal world becomes more important than the external world, where the question is no longer, what do I have, but who am I becoming? And if you're at this point now, congratulations. You've crossed the threshold most people never reach, because most people only measure growth by what they can see. The numbers, the recognition, the results. But real transformation, the kind that sustains success, that stabilizes the mind, that sets a new foundation for your entire future, that begins invisibly, quietly, inside. And if you've been walking this 28-day path with discipline, I want you to pause and take note of something. You're no longer reacting the way you used to. Your thinking is sharper. Your tolerance for distractions is lower. Your decisions carry more weight. That's not a coincidence. That's identity beginning to harden into something unbreakable. Now comes the part few prepare for. Protecting the gains. Because as you grow, life will begin to test your new identity. Not to break you, but to confirm you. People will challenge your focus. Old habits will call you back. Comfort will whisper, you've done enough. But remember this. Every test is an invitation to deepen your transformation. To prove to yourself that this change wasn't just a phase, it's a permanent shift. Think of it this way. Life will always give you the opportunity to become who you used to be. Your job is to decline that invitation. To look back at the old version of you and say, thank you, but I don't live there anymore. This is why we build internal standards. Not rules that others impose, but standards we choose. High standards. Standards that govern how we think, how we speak, how we show up. Because your standards shape your ceiling. And if you want a higher ceiling, you must raise the floor, raise your expectations, raise your language, raise your energy. That doesn't mean becoming perfect. It means refusing to fall below the identity you've worked so hard to build. And when you do slip, and you will, don't run from it. Don't hide. Realign. Recalibrate. Return. That's the difference between the average and the extraordinary. The average fall and excuse. The extraordinary fall and adjust. Here's the trap. People think success is linear, that once you've built momentum, it'll carry you forever. But momentum is like a flame. It must be fed daily, hourly. And what feeds momentum isn't just action. It's attention. It's intention. It's alignment. Every morning, ask yourself, what version of me is showing up today? Don't leave it to chance. Declare it. Decide it. Then back it up with behavior. This is how great lives are built. Not in huge waves, but in consistent declarations followed by aligned actions. Day after day, thought after thought, habit after habit. Let me give you a truth that will save you years of wasted time. The goal is not the goal. The goal is the structure, the system, the rhythm that the goal requires. Because long after the goal is achieved, the structure remains. And it's that structure, the habits, the thoughts, the rituals that determine whether success becomes a peak or a platform, a one-time event or a permanent way of life. So I ask you now, what habits have you built over these past days? What structure is emerging in your mornings, your focus, your language? Are you still treating this like a 28-day test? Or are you beginning to realize this is who you are now? There's power in that realization. Because once you stop seeing discipline as a chore and start seeing it as a part of you, you no longer need to push, you begin to flow. Discipline becomes identity. Focus becomes instinct. Clarity becomes your default. And that's when you become dangerous, not because you're louder, but because you're more aligned than ever. The world cannot compete with a person who knows exactly who they are, where they're going, and why they're doing it. That kind of person radiates something rare, certainty, not arrogance, not showmanship, just quiet, immovable certainty. And the world responds to that energy. Let me speak to the part of you that still doubts. The voice that says, "What if this doesn't last?" That voice will always exist, and that's okay. You don't need to kill the voice, you just need to stop obeying it. That voice isn't truth, it's a reflex, a leftover echo of an old self who only knew how to protect, not pursue. But you've changed. You're not driven by fear anymore. You're driven by vision. You've tasted alignment. You've touched excellence. And once you've tasted it, there's no going back. You'll never again be satisfied with average. Not because someone told you to be more, but because you finally became more. And now mediocrity feels foreign. So let's set your new mantra. Speak it with confidence. Write it below as a public stand. Say, "I protect my peace. I preserve my standards. I walk as who I am, not who I was." Let that sentence guide your next 24 hours. Let it direct how you speak, how you respond, how you hold yourself. Because every day you're casting a vote for who you are becoming. And every decision, no matter how small, either strengthens or weakens the foundation. Now let me give you one final reminder. This isn't the middle of the journey. This is the shift. This is where the test becomes a lifestyle. Where the discipline becomes identity. Where the outer world begins to reflect what you've been building within. And when others ask what changed, you'll smile. Not because you have a secret, but because you finally honored the one truth that most ignore. That the inner world builds the outer one. And you decided to master the inside first. Most people never realize that the finish line isn't at the end of the journey. It's in the decision to keep going no matter what. Not when it's easy, not when it's exciting, but when it's boring. When the novelty is worn off, when nobody is watching, that's where greatness is born. Not in the spotlight, but in the shadows. Not in the applause, but in the silence. And here you are, day 20-something. You've been showing up. You've been focused. You've been disciplined, but now the voice in your head begins to whisper again. Is it really worth it? Let me be clear, yes it is. Because this is the stretch that separates those who dabble from those who dominate. This is the zone where old identities die and new ones take hold. This is not just the test of willpower, it's the confirmation of who you now are. The problem is that most people fall in love with starting. They love the feeling of new goals, new journals, new promises. But they never fall in love with continuing, with repetition, with the grind that turns goals into standards. They start the workout program, but stop when it hurts. They start the business plan, but pause when results don't come fast enough. They start the habit, but revert the moment the mood changes. But not you. You are not in love with starting. You are in love with becoming. And becoming requires consistency when the feeling is gone. Success is not for those who start. It's for those who stay. Right now, you may feel like not much has changed. But that's because transformation doesn't show itself in a single moment. It reveals itself over time, in the way you think, the way you carry yourself, the way you no longer tolerate what you once did. You're not who you were at the start of this journey. You've gained control over your mornings, you've regained your time, you've restored your focus, and most importantly, you've begun to trust yourself again. That trust is priceless. It's the foundation of confidence, the seed of leadership, the root of every powerful life. And you've earned it, not through luck, but through alignment, through daily disciplined action. Here's a truth I want you to write down and remember. Motivation fades, identity remains. When the rush wears off, the identity you've built is what carries you forward. That's why this work matters. Because you're not just building habits, you're building identity. The kind that says, I am someone who finishes what I start, I am someone who does what I say, I am someone who walks aligned regardless of mood, circumstance, or reward. And the world bends to people like that. Not instantly, but inevitably. Because those people become forces of nature. Calm, steady, unshakable. Let's talk about momentum. Momentum doesn't feel like speed, it feels like clarity. You begin to realize that things are finally working, not because you forced them, but because you aligned with them. Your schedule starts to fit your goals. Your energy starts to match your vision. Your words begin to reflect your values. And that kind of alignment compounds. It creates a life that feels lighter, not because the challenges are gone, but because you are stronger, more capable, more focused. This is the reward that most never reach. Not money, not fame, but internal freedom. The ability to live by design, not default. That is the real wealth. And yet, even now, the old version of you might still try to return. Not with force, but with subtlety. It will try to tempt you with small compromises. Just skip one day. Just lower the standard once. But remember, how you do anything is how you do everything. And if you want to break free forever, you must reject the old patterns completely. Not with fear, but with certainty. You must become unavailable to mediocrity, immune to excuses. Committed not just in word, but in principle. Because this isn't about surviving, it's about leading. And leaders don't wait until the world validates their path. They walk it until the world follows. I want to give you today's declaration, one that reflects the power you've stepped into. Say it aloud, then write it below as your signature of discipline. I do not shrink to fit comfort. I rise to meet my calling. Let that phrase burn into your nervous system. Let it become the reply to every whisper of weakness. When your body's tired, say it. When your mind resists, say it. When you're tempted to quit, say it again. Because it's not about being perfect, it's about being committed. And every time you reaffirm your commitment, you strengthen the identity that will carry you far beyond these 28 days. Now let's be honest, most of the world won't understand this path. They'll say it's too intense, that it's not realistic. But you're not here for realism, you're here for transformation. You're not here to blend in. You're here to build something rare. A mind that's clear. A will that's trained. A future that reflects who you chose to become. And the best part? You've already begun. You've already proven that change is possible. That discipline is within you. That clarity is yours. The rest is just execution. So hold the line. Protect the standard. Refuse to return to average, and when this chapter ends, you'll walk away with more than momentum, you'll walk away with mastery, because you didn't just flirt with greatness. You followed through. We've come to the final stretch, the closing days of your 28-day transformation. But this is not the end. This is the threshold. The door to the rest of your life has opened. And the only question left is, will you walk through it, or will you look back? Because the truth is, you're not the same person who started this journey. You're sharper now, more intentional, more grounded. You've proven that you can hold a vision in your mind and move toward it with daily focus. That alone places you in the top fraction of humanity. But now you face the most important decision of all, not whether you'll keep going, but how. Will this become a lifestyle or just another phase? Will your new identity harden into a permanent foundation, or will it slowly erode back into what was once comfortable? The answer depends not on inspiration, but on integration. You must understand this. Inspiration is the spark, but integration is the fire. You've sparked something powerful over these last 4 weeks, but if you want the fire to keep burning, you must feed it, and not occasionally, daily. Just as you've been doing, not through grand gestures, but through repeated alignment. Every morning you must continue to declare your intention. Every evening you must continue to review your alignment. The discipline you've practiced isn't a sprint, it's a rhythm. And the more you stay in rhythm, the less effort it takes to stay strong. Eventually, what once felt like work becomes instinct. Effortless, automatic, that's the point of mastery. To install behaviors so deeply that they no longer require debate. Now let's talk about legacy. Not the kind that gets written on tombstones, but the kind that lives in your actions, your energy, your presence. Every person you meet from this day forward will feel something different in you. A calm certainty, a quiet power. They may not be able to name it, but they'll feel it. And that is your legacy. It's not just what you do, it's who you are. Because a man or woman who has mastered their thoughts, who walks in alignment with purpose, who no longer seeks permission to be great, that kind of person changes rooms just by entering. And that's what you've become. A person who radiates clarity, conviction, and commitment. But let me warn you, the world will try to pull you back. Not maliciously, just naturally. Life has a current, and that current pulls toward average, toward comfort, toward distraction. The only way to resist that current is to walk with intention every day, to stay aware, to stay committed. That's why I want you to recommit, not for another 28 days, but for life. Not to perfection, but to alignment. Because aligned living doesn't mean you never fail, it means you never abandon, you never forget who you are becoming. You never let a moment of weakness rewrite the story of strength you've already written. So what now? Now you amplify. You take the habits you've installed and bring them into every area of life. Into your finances, into your relationships, into your health, into your influence. You turn focus into legacy. You turn discipline into impact. You walk as a builder, not a seeker, not a wanderer, a builder. And every room you enter, you ask yourself, what can I contribute here? How can I serve here? How can I lead here by example, by energy, by presence? Because now you don't just carry knowledge, you carry embodiment. You are the message now, not just the student, the teacher, the mirror, the proof. Let's seal this journey with your final declaration. Speak it aloud, write it in the comments as your public confirmation. Let it be the phrase that echoes in your spirit for the rest of your days. I walk in power. I live in purpose. I am the architect of my future. Let every cell in your body absorb that truth, because it's no longer a wish. It's a reality, one that you earned through commitment, through repetition, through a willingness to do what most people never do, finish. And if you ever forget, if life ever throws dust on the fire, return here to these words, to these principles, to this rhythm. Listen again, walk again, and build again. Because you don't need motivation. You are the momentum now. You don't need direction. You are the compass now. You don't need permission. You are the authority now. Everything you need is already within you. It's always been there. You just needed 28 days of silence, structure, and discipline to remember. So what comes next? Only everything. The business you've been afraid to launch, the relationship you now have the clarity to lead, the health you now have the strength to master, the purpose you now have the focus to pursue. Don't shrink back into old roles. Don't walk backward into comfort. You were made for forward. You were made for high ground. You were made to lead. The path is yours. The tools are in your hands. The fire is already burning. And before we go, before we close this chapter, I want you to do one final thing. Not for me, for those watching, for those listening silently in the comments, for those who haven't yet made the leap but who feel the pull. Leave a comment below with your favorite declaration, your favorite line, your personal mantra, something that moved you, something that grounded you. And if this journey changed your life, then share it. Like this video. Save it, spread it, because this isn't just about you. It's about the next person who needs a light on their path. And you, yes, you just became that light. Congratulations. You did more than listen. You acted, you built.